When one of the Times circulation executives insisted that the paper needed the email and credit card information for all of its subscribers, even if they subscribed through the App Store, Jobs said that Apple would not give it out. That angered the executive. It was unthinkable, he said, for the Times not to have that information. Well, you can ask them for it, but if they won't voluntarily give it to you, don't blame me, Jobs said. If you don't like it, don't use us. I'm not the one who got you in this jam. You're the ones who've spent the past 5 years giving away your paper online and not collecting anyone's credit card information. Jobs also met privately with Arthur Sulzberger, Jr. He's a nice guy, and he's really proud of his new building, as he should be, Jobs said later. I talked to him about what I thought he ought to do, but then nothing happened. It took a year, but in April 2011, the Times started charging for its digital edition and selling some subscriptions through Apple, abiding by the policies that Jobs established. It did, however, decide to charge approximately 4 times the $5 monthly charge that Jobs had suggested. At the Times Life building, Times editor Rick Stengel played host. Jobs liked Stengel, who had assigned a talented team, led by Josh Quitner, to make a robust iPad version of the magazine each week. But he was upset to see Andy Serwer of Fortune there. Tearing up, he told Serwer how angry he still was about Fortune's story 2 years earlier, revealing details of his health and the stock options problems. "You kicked me when I was down," he said.